This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's the latest that we have on the situation of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. We know from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who's in Cairo, that the head of Egypt's ruling party has asked President Mubarak to resign. The head of the party did not say that, in fact, Mubarak has agreed to resign, but they're already talking about the problem of succession and whether laws need to be passed in order to allow that. We also know that Egyptian generals have appeared on state TV today, and we know that protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square have been told to expect an announcement tonight. We're going to analyze all this with Isandar Al-Amrani. He's a longtime journalist covering Egyptian politics, writes the blog called The Arabist. He's a past guest on this program. Welcome back, sir.
Hi, glad to be there.
What's the best information that you're hearing?
Well, we're hearing all sorts of conflicting information. It does appear that President Mubarak is going to make a statement. Some people say, other people say he's already left Cairo for Sharm el-Sheikh, where he spent in the past years, he spent a lot of his time. It's not clear whether the vice president, Omar Suleiman, is poised to take over. Some people have reported that, others are suggesting that since he wasn't in the meeting of the Supreme Military Council...
Oh, yes, this meeting that was shown on television, right.
That's right, yeah. It's really unclear what's going to happen. Everyone is waiting for the second communique of from the military. It was significant that, from the images we saw on television, that the Minister of Defense, Mohamed Tantawi, was sitting where President Mubarak would normally sit. So it does appear, and certainly that's the way the crowd in Tahrir Square has reacted, that President Mubarak will not be around for longer, whether he's being kicked out or whether he will be able to present his resignation.
Let's follow up on that detail, because for those who didn't see it, Egyptian state TV was broadcasting images of what was basically a big horseshoe-shaped table with generals all the way around. They were holding what we were told was an important meeting and that they were going to continue to meet. You're telling me that in normal times, under ordinary circumstances, the president himself would be at the head of that table conducting that meeting, and some people are meaning into the fact that he wasn't even there.
That's right. I mean, and more than that, the Supreme Military Council hasn't met publicly, or its meetings haven't been publicized in years. So the fact that this meeting has taken place at all is significant. There's a mood here of expectation, certainly that Hosni Mubarak is no longer in the picture. The big question then is, what does that mean? Does this mean that there will be a coup, that the constitution will be suspended, or will then presidential succession take place according to the constitution if the president is deposed, is basically permanently incapacitated? In the wording of the Egyptian constitution, that means that the Speaker of Parliament becomes president, but that seems unlikely right now. He's not a strong political figure. So there's a lot more questions, and you know, what we've had so far is communique number one from the military. People are waiting for subsequent communiques to see where it's going. And already there's been different reactions. Some people say, and this is on Twitter, I just saw Wael Ghanim, one of the leaders of this uprising, tweet, mission accomplished. He seems to be confident that President Mubarak is gone. For other people, it's not enough. They didn't go out and protest, and there hasn't been so many deaths.
Okay.
Yet not a military leader.
Isandar Al-Amrani, thanks very much.
Thank you.
He's a blogger. He writes The Arabist from Cairo. We also have word from CIA Director Leon Panetta today speaking to Congress, saying there's a high likelihood of Mubarak leaving tonight. But as has just been made clear to us, we don't know the mechanics of how that will happen, and we'll bring you more as we learn it.